You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio as our newsmaker of the day, Tiffany Phillips, who is associated with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You've got a large event that is taking place tonight in Standard, but first let's talk about what this is. You're associated with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce. You're with the Board of Directors, and you are forming a subdivision of the Sonora Chamber.
That is correct. We are a part of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, but I would consider us a subcommittee of the Chamber of Commerce. It is called Sonora Young Professionals, also known as SYP. We are meant to be a community and group of support for young entrepreneurs, and our goal is to unite like-minded young professionals in the surrounding area.
How long have you been a part of the Board of Directors with the Sonora Chamber?
Since January of this year.
So you must have found a need to create the Sonora Young Professionals.
I did, yeah. I am a millennial. What I noticed was there was a little bit of a disconnect between these traditional Chamber of Commerce types of groups and the young generation. I think a lot of us, like myself, live on social media, and so there's a lot of collaboration going on, but I found that there was a bit of a disconnect with in-person, face-to-face networking, connecting, and I felt that a group like this was much needed to kind of bridge that gap. If we could bring together all of these people, whether it be county workers or first responders or Black Oak Casino employees, or the self-employed like myself, or those aspiring to be that. We'd love to incorporate students as well, and again, to create more community and support for those people.
What are some of your goals with the Sonora Young Professionals? What would you like to accomplish?
I would like to accomplish multiple things, actually. So we'll be doing monthly events. The events will be mixed up in what type of event. So it's going to vary from your traditional mixer style with appetizers and drinks and networking. But we'll also be incorporating family-friendly events like a Saturday picnic in the park, potluck type thing where kids are welcome, and we encourage that. I'll also be incorporating professional development workshops. My goal is to be doing four per year, so about one per quarter. Those workshops will range from marketing to if there's a need for loss prevention or general business plans, that type of growth. It's all going to depend on the membership. So I will have a survey tonight.
At the launch party tonight.
And it's going to be asking our prospective members and hopefully the members that sign up what they want to get out of it. And so from there, we'll be able to develop those professional workshops. They're going to be free of cost to members and a small cost for non-members. My goal is also to do two big community service events per year.
How important is networking?
You know, it's a small town, and I think the more networking, the better. There are a lot of us that didn't grow up here, and the opportunity to get to know the community, whether they're born and raised Tuolumne County or whether they're transplants like myself, I think there's a need for that. I just spoke to someone last night. He moved up for a job, a great job opportunity up here from San Diego, and he doesn't know a lot of people. So he'll be joining, and he's interested in meeting people, you know, who have that professional mindset and lifestyle.
Tiffany, for us, define young professional.
A young professional is anyone who's got that mindset of professionalism. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. I think to me, it's all about having that mindset of growing, not only as a person, but within whatever skill set you have.
Do you have strict age restrictions?
We don't. If you consider yourself a young professional, then come.
The launch party takes place this evening in Standard at the Standard Pour, starting at what time?
5:30 p.m.
And it continues through?
7:30 p.m.
What can we expect to find tonight at the launch party at the Standard Pour?
So the launch party tonight is going to be pretty informal. We're going to be in a room off to the left when you walk into the Standard Pour. We'll have appetizers free of charge. There will be the no host bar. And this is going to be more of a social event where you get to know anyone who's shown up and be able to network. We will have a drawing, so I encourage people to bring a business card, and around 7 I'll be doing a drawing. In that drawing, we'll have a year-long free membership for 2019. So again, it's just about networking. There will be information about SYP, about the Sonora Chamber of Commerce.
SYP?
SYP.
Sonora Young Professionals.
Yes,
people
sir.
Can bring their ideas.
Absolutely.
Tonight as well.
Yes, there will be a survey, a place for comments and questions. And I encourage people to be vocal about, you know, what they want to get out of this group.
Tiffany Phillips has created SYP, Sonora Young Professionals. Always good to see you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.